So let's stretch forth your hand. Let's ask God that His grace, His love, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be in our midst tonight here and those online with us, that apostolic and prophetic anointing and insight may rest on upon us in a special way. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Get your Bible and your pad or whatever you're using. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 6. I'm going to have to read it out of the King James Version, also out of the Amplified Bible. I'm going to tell you what we're talking about so you can trail it. I want you to be able to trail it, to be able to apply it, to be able to receive it, to be able to have an insight about what we're talking about. How to keep your soul, A-N-C-H-O-R, anchored to the Lord. How to keep your soul anchored to the Lord. Now, that word anchor means something used to hold an object firmly. So what I'm seeing now, we need to have our soul, which is our mind, our imagination, our conscience, our will in the plan of God. It won't be done automatically. You have to train to know how to do that. Your soul will go anywhere, you let it go. It also means a reliable principal support to hold in place. Your soul, your mind need to be held in place. And you're going to see in this scripture, when we read in the Amplified Bible, how powerful this scripture is. It's going to give you some insight of how important it is to know what you're doing spiritually, to know what you're doing spiritually, listen to what I'm saying, with your soul and your body. Let me say it again. To know what you're doing spiritually with your soul and your body. So your soul and your body will have to be spiritually taken care of by you. Your soul and your body, they are helpless against satanic forces unless you build them right. Yes, sir. Because you're saving your spirit. Yes, so, you know, you think you just pray a prayer and you got your soul covering your body. No, you got to keep your soul clean and you got to know how to do it, all right? So we're going to deal with that. So in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17, while you're turning there, I'm going to put it on the Amplified Bible because I want to. I know they'll put it on the board, but I'm going to put it on here so I can read it, get it where I can get it. Hebrews 6 and 17. You're going to find the word anchor in there. You know, to anchor a ship to make it stay in place. You know that. All right, now, in the 17th verse, it says, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise, that's us, right? Yes, the immutability of his counsel, confirm it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Okay. Now, verse 19, the word anchor is in there. Which hope we have and what? Amen. Now, underline that word, anchor. Anchor of the soul. Anchor, underline all three of them. Anchors of the soul. Say it.
Anchors of the soul.
All right, now your soul is not your spirit. When the Bible talks about your heart, it's not talking about your spirit. It's talking about your soul. It's talking about your inner man, all right? It's talking about an unsaved part of you. Now, for a long time as a Baptist boy, I thought the spirit and soul were the same thing. I thought I was saving my soul too. Thank God I kept reading the Bible, kept reading the Bible and kept it from getting whipped. But I really thought that when the Bible said heart and the Bible said inner man, it was talking about my born again being, but it's not. All right? So there's a responsibility coming up on you tonight on God in your thoughts. When thoughts come that talks about defeat, or talk about you're not going to make it, or talk about how weak you are, take a thought from God and speak it out loud, like I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I'm covered by the blood. You cannot keep saying I'm covered by the blood of Jesus and stay weak. Now, don't let the devil trick you with your infirmities. We all have them. You see, you listen to me? Yeah, because see, if he can trick you with your infirmities, he know you're infirm in your soul and your body. And if he can trick you with it, he's not going to let you know. He don't want you to know you can build him up where they can whip him. Your soul and your body can whip him if you build him right. No, you didn't hear me. I said your soul and your body can whip the devil if you train him right. If you let your spirit train your soul and train your body, you have complete victory. Now notice in this 19th verse, which hope we have an anchor of the soul. Anchor of the soul, you see that? Both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, or the in the presence of God. Now, in the Amplified Bible, the 17th verse says, accordingly, God also, in his desire to show more convincingly and beyond doubt to those who were to inherit the promise, the unchangeableness of his purpose and plan, you can't change it, intervened, mediated with an oath. This was so that by two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath, in which it is impossible for God ever to prove false or deceive us, we who have fled to him for refuge might have mighty indwelling strength. What? Might have mighty indwelling strength and strong encouragement to grasp and hold fast the hope appointed for us and set before us. Yes, now, look at the 19th verse. He's putting it there for you. Now we have this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. You see that?
Yes, sir.
It cannot slip and it cannot break down on the whoever step out upon it. A hope that reaches further and enter into the very certainty of the present within the veil. That is powerful. I want you to listen to it. That is powerful. Give me a few minutes here. Let me get back where I was. Knowing how to keep your soul anchored to the Lord. I asked my wife, I remember I read some years back these three statements, and I couldn't get them. I passed through the bedroom, and she told them to me. Harmonious conditions, I want you to write this down. Agreeable surrounding and the best of everything. Every now and then I want you to say that. Now, take notes. You must know how important your soul protection is. Protecting your soul, protecting your mind, protecting your imagination, protecting your conscience. You have to do that. You have to do it with the word of God, with the promises of God. Are you following me? You have to protect your soul, but you got to know how important it is. Listen, it is the plan of satanic attack if you don't know how to keep it under control. Yes, And most Christians don't. When you learn the value of your soul, watch next now, and how to unfold its benefits, your life will walk in supernatural places daily. You have to know how to unfold the benefits of your soul. Write that down. I have to know how to unfold the benefits of my soul. I'm going to go ahead of myself, but just look at something, how important your soul is. Look in Psalm 103, the first three verses. Yes, sir. If your soul not in place, there's five benefits you're going to miss. Yes, sir. Jesus Christ, I might preach here tonight. Yes, sir. If you don't know, if you're just spiritual and you're not carrying your soul, and I really want to say your senses, because your body, under the jurisdiction of your spirit, you're going to wear the name of a Christian, but you're not going to wear the benefit. Yes, sir. That's good. So, praying in tongue alone is not going to make you victorious. Now, there the psalmist said, bless the Lord, all my soul. He didn't say, all my spirit. You know why? You want me to tell you why? Your spirit stays in a blessed mode. Your spirit think like God all the time. But it has soul interruption. And sense interruption. And you got to know how to interrupt your soul. And interrupt your senses and tell them what it's supposed to be. Yes, sir. See, the soul, if you don't know it, it is telling you how your Christian life is going. And it don't know what it's talking about. Because you didn't train it. Right. Yes, sir. That's good. Your soul cannot lead you in the green pasture. You got to lead it in the green pasture. Yes, bless the Lord, all my soul. And all that with them, he bless his holy name. So he's saying, use your soul to bless his name. Then he tell you the next verse, use your soul to bless him for his benefits. Then he tell you five things he's done for you that can't be moved unless your soul is out of place. He tell you five things that cannot be moved unless your soul is untrained. That's why most Christians, and I hate to say most Christians, many Christians are out of wax, not because they're bad people, because they do not know what's happening to them and how Satan is getting in on them. Yes, sir. Through the soul. Five benefits. Forgive all our sins, heal all our diseases. Man, huh? Satisfy our mouth. Oh, my goodness. All right, keep going. Let's go. Let's keep going now. So we're talking about, we learn the value of your soul, right? We're talking about the Lord told us in the text that we read that he give us a confirmation of how to keep our soul anchored in him. And what he said, and he said, I won't go back on what I said. No matter who attack you, if I told you you're going to win, you're going to win. If I told you wait on me and you're going to renew your strength, just wait on me. If I told you no weapon formed against you shall prosper, I don't care what you're going through, you got to know it can't prosper. But you got to keep that soul in play, because that soul is going to say, man, we're losing. See? Because it does not know. See, the soul does not know the supernatural unless you train it. And you have to take your spirit and anoint your soul. Your soul has no anointing. But it could be anointed if you know what you're doing. Your soul will agree with your spirit. Amen. He said to me to tell you, when you learn the value of your soul and how to unfold its benefits, your life will walk in supernatural places daily, And listen, this is what he told me next. Which is the divine plans of the Father. Now, you really had to be listening, because he said something to me on this introduction. The time of resurrection, renewing, and refreshing has come. We got to live in a resurrected mode. We got to live in a renewed mode. Are you listening? And a refreshing mode. We got to be fresh all the time, because it might hit us any minute. You might be watching a movie and two men start kissing any minute. You got to know where that switch at. Is the world trying to put it on you? Two women kissing. The world trying to put it on us. No, you're not going to accept that. No, you're not going to neutralize it. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Yeah, you got something to do with it. You're a child of the living God. And it's disobeying God. And you can't go along with it. I don't care if your family member or all of us got some problems somewhere. But I don't care who it is. You cannot compromise when they're violating the principles of God's word. You cannot agree. I don't care if it's your nanny. I love you, but I can't agree with you disobeying God. How they gonna get delivered? Yes. Turn to Philippians chapter 3. Give it to us in verse 10 in the Amplified Bible. Philippians 3:10. No, I'm not gonna come by from this pulpit. No. We're not compromising. I'm going with that book. Yes, I'm going with God. I've been doing this 50 years. I ain't turning around for these punks and stuff now. For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding. That's a powerful verse. You looking at it? For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him. That's what we're doing tonight. Perceiving and recognizing and understanding. Ooh, that's powerful, man. We're talking about this. So that's what about anchoring your soul. You want to anchor your soul. Your soul is your mind, your conscience, and even your emotion is in there. Yes, sir. All right? Now, apostolic training in soul alarm wisdom. Apostolic training in soul, S-O-U-L, alarm wisdom. In other words, may the Holy Spirit put an alarm on your soul. May an impartation, not just a revelation, may an impartation anointing and an application anointing come upon every person under the sound of my voice to know how to put their soul under control. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 16. I'll keep running you through those verses where you should be. You should know how to fight for yourself. You should know how to stand. You should know how to win. When the fivefold ministry give do their job, they put you in a proper position, not just sitting under them, but they put you in a proper position that you can go out and do what the Lord told you to do. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
see, we have too much confidence just in the pulpit and not in our spirit and our soul and our bodies, which God want to use. God want to use every one of his children. All of y'all got the anointing. Look, God said, y'all answer me. Let me say it again. You're anointed. that lineup in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, is building an apostolic and prophetic team that knows how to walk in power. Yes, sir. From the pulpit back down to anybody else. Now, I'm praying tonight that God, the Holy Spirit promised to back me up and the glory of God come in this place and unfold mysteries manifest here. And I release the angels to be in this meeting. Because in this apostolic training, you're going to become strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Excellent of soul is a masterpiece of life we must know and keep in place. Building an excellent soul is a masterpiece of life. Psalm 139, verse 14. Excellent of soul is a masterpiece of life we must know and keep in place. Psalm 139, verse 14. Do you have it? Is that the right scripture? What did it say? Is this a Psalm 139, verse 14? Anybody find it?
Yes, sir.
Somebody find it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's what it said. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You see that? Marvelous are thy work, and that my
soul.
Now, if you think your soul and the spirit are the same thing, you ain't gonna get it. My soul knows right well. My mind knows right well. You see what I'm saying? My imagination. Just suppose you learn how to write, how to operate in a divine imagination, where God can put it on the screen for you how it's gonna come out. In the natural, it looked like it all messed up, but all of a sudden, a film come on the screen of your soul and show you this how it's going to come out.
Yeah.
Don't worry about how it look.
Yes,
yeah. That's supposed to be your potential. So listen to this. Listen to this. Excellence of soul is a masterpiece of life we must know and keep in place. Look at 3 John 2. Beloved, I worship of all things, that you prosper and be in health, even as your spirit prospers. Even as your academic prospers. Your soul prospers, right?
Yes, sir.
Is it possible someone on the sound of my voice have been living with an unprospering soul? Constantly working on the spirit, but the soul out there naked.
That's good. That's good.
Temptations that are fallen for tells me that a person may love God, but they don't have their soul protected.
Wow.
Turn to John 19:20. And this is so important here. This is so important. Keeping the finished work of Jesus in power in your soul. Keeping the finished work of Jesus in power in your soul. That's not the right voice. Why did he say it? 19:30? It is finished? John 19:30. That's a good one there, Udo. What do you mean? What finish? Everything to our glory. Matter of fact, when you see it's finished, you have to, the cross, let me give you a little line. The cross, the blood, the resurrection, the ascension, the seated position, and the sending back of the Holy Ghost. All that's under your belt. You got cross power. You got blood power. You got resurrection power. You got ascension power. You got seated position. I'm seated with him power. And he sent me power to have down. Yeah, the Holy Ghost. All those things can be activated by you because you're a Christian. It may seem like you're losing because of what you're feeling. And you can't let your feeling control you. Or it may seem like you're losing by what the government say. Or what some of your family members are saying. Or what some of your friends are saying. It doesn't matter what they say. What you say.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
You must wear this anointing.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You must be aware of who you are at all times. You must not sell her for what they're offering.
Yes, sir.
You must walk in a full anointing. You must keep your joy.
Yes.
You must keep your peace.
Yes.
No matter what's around you, you must have peace. The only disturbance you're going to have is if you let Satan get in your mind.
Yes.
God said we should have joy unspeakable.
Yes,
and full of glory.
Yes,
listen now. Listen well. Listen well. Keep the fact that every ounce of victory you need in your life is already paid for. And when you catch a hold of it right, nobody can stop you from having it. Joy, peace, victory, all that belong to you. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. The cross must remain a power, a weapon. A weapon of power. The cross is a weapon of power.
Yes, sir.
If you got the revelation of it's a weapon of power.
Yes, sir.
It's a weapon of power. First Corinthians 2:2. I want you to see it clear. First Corinthians 2:2. Now I feel the presence of God right now. And the reason I'm feeling the presence of God is because I've asked him to be here, that the thing that we're talking about, that you can make a turn in your everyday life, an everyday situation, knowing that you are responsible by God to be in control of your soul.
Yes, sir.
I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. So all the rest of that junk coming, it can't handle me because I mean more power than it.
Yes, sir.
Here's another statement I want you to have. So the cross power must remain a weapon of power, right?
Yes, sir.
The cross power must remain a weapon of power in my life. Functioning in his person and the power of his resurrection. Functioning in his person and the power of his resurrection. Let me see what I want to look at here. Let's get it down. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven. Wait a minute now. And things in earth. and things under the earth. You got the name, right? How many of y'all have the name? How many of y'all use it? How many of y'all believe it? Listen very carefully. Revelation, what I said?
Revelation.
Activate it. Keep your soul on top of everything. Revelation, activate it. Keep your soul on top of everything. Now, you got two familiar scriptures here. But I want to say somebody about to break out. It's two familiar scriptures, but the Holy Spirit says, tell them somebody about to break out. Yeah, I don't have my number. Just somebody about to break out. Two familiar scriptures. John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. John 10:10, so familiar. Almost everybody can quote it. And Ephesians 3:20. And when I was studying, he said, put them two scriptures together. Steve come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Didn't say he had to get it, though. I'm coming that you might have life.
Yes.
That you might have more abundantly, right?
Yes.
Now, notice Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask, according. To the power that worketh in Jesus.
Yes.
In the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Or in the angels.
Yes.
In the preacher. Worketh in us. So now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. Watch out now. Watch your soul come in. Look at it now. Find your soul in that. Or think. If you think you're not going to make it, Satan's going to make sure he's going to agree with you and you're not going to make it. So now, through anchoring your soul into what Jesus has said, and you got to do it on a daily basis, you shouldn't lose at no time. Now, there are going to be circumstances and situations going to be look like you're losing. I'm going to give you a word now. Always remember the word temporary.
Yes, sir.
He said he rose on the third day. The first day they thought they had him. And I thought he was partying and jumping. The second day they thought they had him. And then they had bodyguards over the grave, but it got a greater bodyguard came and rolled the stone away. You see what I'm saying? So it's the same way. You got to see that. Those are pictures of what can happen in your life. The stone got to roll away. Don't agree with it. I think Jesus was sleeping. I'm worrying myself. He thought he was dead, but he just went on sleep. He was sleeping. You know he wasn't supposed to get up the third day. You don't need to get up the first day. If you're supposed to get up the third day, just go ahead and take your rest right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
So it might not leave tomorrow, but it got to go. All right, here's one of the most powerful aspects of your soul being anchored to the Lord. By keeping your mind alarmed on moment by moment, keeping your mind alarmed. In other words, alarm, your mind, when something comes telling you different, the alarm go off. It's time for you to wake up. She was going spiritually, she was going around you. Look with me. This is one of the most powerful. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting out imagination, every high thing that exalts. Now, this is a daily journey, my sister.
Yes, sir.
Casting out every high thing that exalts itself against. Look what it exalts itself against. The knowledge of God. What is it? The knowledge of God is you already over this.
Yes.
You got the victory. Thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See? But that those verses there, 3-6, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting out imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. See, you got to captivate those thoughts. You got to captivate victory when it looks like you're losing. You got to speak the word when things look like it's not going right. You got to call things that be not as though they were, because they are. Because we're working from two words now. It's finished.
It's finished.
See, my victory is already finished. I have interruption come in this world that I got to tell them I know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See? The weapon of our warfare, the Bible says, not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of the stronghold.
Yes.
So some things you got to pull down, right?
Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
So by keeping your mind along, A-L-A-R-M, keeping your mind along. What I said? Keeping your soul
along.
By keeping your mind along, that's your soul, on moment by moment. Why? He going to try to trick you all the time. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? How many of y'all been tricking the line but known? Come on, come on, hallelujah, come on. So we can remember this night, you know, I've been tricked along with known. I got the word and feeling like I was just like a normal person. Now, I walk around the house saying this, so I'm going to tell you one of my secrets. I hold fast to the decree that I'm excellent of soul. I'm excellent in my soul. I be talking to my soul when I say that, you see. Every Christian that is practicing sin got a soul problem.
Yes, sir.
It's not that they're a bad person, it's just that let their soul got ahead of them. And when their soul, see, your body gonna do exactly what your soul tell it.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about the new year. I put it out. Thoughts,
yes,
words, and steps. Some of y'all don't even like y'all know what I'm talking about. that's the new year. That's what the Lord told me for the new year. If we can handle our thoughts, if we can handle our words, we can handle our steps, we'll be in complete control. This message part of that. And I heard this. I had not heard this before. Keeping your soul dressed with the armor of God. Keeping your soul dressed with the armor of God. Isn't that something? Breastplate of righteousness. Helmet of salvation. Prepared with the gospel of peace. The shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts. Fiery darts are thoughts. See? Keeping your soul dressed with the armor of God. Ephesians 6:10-18. What about John 8:32? Who know what that says? Feeding your soul divine truth on daily basis. You shall know the truth. Truth will set you free. Oh, here we go. Got 2 or 3 more. Shutting down gossip. Anger. Fault finding. And keep the veil of love and forgiveness wide open. I'm going to give you a scripture in a few minutes. Shutting down gossip. How many of y'all are gossipers? I ain't look up. Just talk about everything. Sometimes I find myself talking, what you shut up? What are you talking about? You ain't got nothing to do with that. Shutting down gossip. You got to shut it down. Judging unnecessarily. Anger. Fault finding. And keep the valves of love and forgiveness wide open. Mark 12:30-31. Matthew 22:37-40. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. When you got out, stop loving the Lord. When you're getting the gossip and judging other people. All y'all have done it. All y'all online. Some of y'all never saw you personally. But I know somewhere in your life you have gossiped or judged somebody else. At least one time. And I'm lying now. Are you following me? But if you train properly, you'll catch yourself the next time. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm doing with myself, because I see through a lot of stuff. You understand? Because all the study I do, I see. But I'm not to be judging people. I'm supposed to be loving people. Oh, y'all don't want to tell me that. Y'all won't keep on judging. Y'all come to judge. Then you got somebody behind you judging you. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's what the scripture said. Yes, I got 1, 2, 3, 4 more I'm going to give you. You must keep a subpoena on your soul at all times. In other words, keep it arrested. And that is Romans 12:1-3. You know what they say. It deal with your body, it deal with your mind, and it deal with your faith. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:23, talking about being sanctified. What? Yes. Sanctified in your spirit, soul, and body. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
What enough people answering me?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Sanctified in your spirit, soul, and body. You can do it?
Yes.
Tell the person next to you can do it. Say, you can do it. Look straight in the eye. Now, you might listen to it better. You must keep a subpoena on your soul at all times. You might listen to it better for this next statement. If you don't keep the subpoena on your soul, spiritual benefits will be stolen by the enemy constantly. If you don't keep the subpoena on your soul, spiritual benefits will be stolen by the enemy constantly. And the subpoena on your soul, I'm getting that now from the Spirit, is sanctification. Living clean, living a holy life. Might want to do it, but I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. It's not the right thing to do. I can't praise God with this. Are you following me? Y'all hear me, don't you? You know, when you get in church and preach about shortcoming, just preach about shortcoming. You don't tell me how to long come. How to live right. You just talk about all my sin. You don't tell me how to, you see what I'm saying? You can do it.
Yes.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
The Lord is ready to sanctify every one of us.
Yes.
And we live clean, wholesome lives because we love the Lord more than we love ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Love the Lord thy God, all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and all your soul.
Yes, sir.
I love him. You love him?
Yes.
If you love him, you know what you're going to do? You're going to live for him.
Yes.
And you're going to tell the devil what? No!
No.
I'm going to respect my father.
Yes.
Old school, they used to say this in the old school. The mind, what the rest of it is a terrible thing to waste. That's old school now. The mind is the toughest thing to wear. So Satan don't want you to know the power of your soul. I'm going to close with this. Satan don't want you to know the power of your soul. For then, he will lose control of your life. He don't want you to know the power of your soul with proper training. You have to properly train your soul. That Romans 12, 2 said, you know, by the renewing of your mind, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you might prove what is that good. Look at this. Acceptable. You mean to tell me I could do that?
Yes, sir.
Good and acceptable and perfect will of God, and Satan can't do nothing about it. He just like he said, he come to thief, come about to steal, kill, and destroy. Yeah, but if you go to the other end of that voice, Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, and you might have what another voice you're gonna be upon. The two can't live in the same house. Then you got Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to keep you. And bring exceeding abundant in your life. It's a soul issue. See, every liar, every Christian liar got a soul problem. You don't hate nobody. How you gonna hate somebody? Did you wrong? Just let them go. Don't let them keep getting in the bed with you at night. You take them to bed with you, get up and let them eat breakfast with you. Let them go. You understand what I'm saying? There are people going to do you wrong, but don't keep it. Let it go. Live your life. You hear me, young lady? Live your life, girl. You got a good life ahead of you. Don't let nobody say something wrong about you and get you all upset. Go on, live your life. Now, let me give you this last statement. I'm going to read it again. Satan don't want you to know the power of your soul. For then he will lose his control of your life. In other words, I've said enough here tonight for Satan to have lost total control over your life. You have the anchor on your soul. Because your soul will get out of control. It's not saved. You understand? How many have been in trouble because of their soul? Because you're dealing with the mind. You're dealing with the imagination. You thought you were thinking that. No. It was him came in and planted that in there and sat there and watched you go for it. But the next time you're going to say no. Anger coming up. Nope. Stopping this right now because I know what's going to happen. Yes, and then sometimes we get angry with another person because we think we know what they're thinking. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't say that. Not me. We all been through that. You got all mad. The point ain't saying nothing. But Satan done put in your mind, they're trying to misuse you. So you ask, what you say? I ain't saying nothing. Awesome. Amen. Praise God.